Oh, man. I only caught a little bit of it last night. I'm trying to avoid it at all costs. But we did not forget last night The Bachelorette was on. And Alex, what went down?
Well, it started off, we left off last week with DeMario coming back after he was eliminated, trying to get Rachel to give him another chance. And let me tell you, she let him have it. And you could tell by his face, he was so shocked by what Rachel had said to him, just telling him off. He has never had a woman stand up to him like this before. And I was just cheering like it was a football game watching this last night.
I need a man who, when they're confronted with a difficult situation, they don't start lying about it. I need someone who owns their mistakes when they're presented to them.
I agree.
Gave you time after time after time standing in that gym looking like a damn fool. Yeah. If you had been like, you know what, Rachel, this is what the situation was right before I got here, but this is why I did it.
Correct.
You honestly probably would be in the mansion right now,
yeah.
But that's not what you did. And what I saw in the gym yesterday, that was a boy.
Okay.
I'm looking for a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that the pain that you've gotten from this gives you joy somewhere else.
Correct.
It's just not here right now.
And he was so shocked, he didn't even know what to say. He was just like, welp, and then walked away. And then they had a rose ceremony. Good news for viewers. Blake and Lucas were both eliminated. Thank God. And what epically happened, which I can tell you was completely non-scripted. I can tell the things that are being poked and prodded a little bit by producers just because I was on a reality show. And I'm telling you, and it was obvious because this was totally, some of it was off lighting, off camera. You can see like the behind the scenes, there's camera people, there's producers standing around and stuff. Blake goes off on Lucas after they're both eliminated, and he kind of makes fun of the whole Waboom thing.
What up, Lucas?
What's up, man?
I just want to say, you, bro. You're a piece of You're here for the wrong reasons. I got drug into your I see right through you. I know why you're here, and it kills me.
Why am I here?
You're here to be on TV.
And why is that?
Because you are a wannabe comedian. You're a washed-up joke. But because you were too busy and making a joke out of this experience, I'm going home. You win, Lucas. Waboom.
I saw that exchange. That is no way that's not staged. That's
Are
the
you
one
kidding
thing.
Me?
That's the one part I showed. Because he's like, they were going to each other like,
Waboom.
And he's like,
completely real. You can tell.
No way.
Yes,
did
what?
You see it, MYK?
Okay, whenever you
I missed it.
Whenever you see people
Fake.
Film those, like, it's just them and the camera. It's like a little interview or whatever. Those are called OTFs, on-the-fly interviews. Okay? So Lucas, the Waboom guy, was filming an OTF, and then all of a sudden, which you're never allowed to interrupt, all of a sudden, Blake comes up. That's when what we just heard. He starts talking to Lucas, and then as they start walking away, they go out of where the lighting and all that stuff is. You can see, you can barely see Blake because it's so dark because they had no lighting set up. They weren't prepared. If that would have been a, hey, why don't you go and tell Lucas off type of a thing, they would have had all the lighting prepared, all the cameras
prepared.
But that's
the
whole
point,
though,
Alex. That's why I'm telling you. I get what you're saying. Normally,
in other shows,
you have everything set up.
ABC doesn't do that. That is something that we have rarely ever seen on that show because that was a non-scripted moment. I'm telling you. The listeners believe me.
I'm telling you. Listen, you were on a Fox dating show, not an ABC show.
They're all the same.
You don't know all the details.
The same producers that worked on my show work on The Bachelor.
You know what I have to say to you? You know what I got to say to you?
Waboom. Okay. Then there was a group date. The guys all went to Ellen. It was it was fun. I actually really enjoyed watching this group date. Sometimes the group dates are stupid and I don't care for them. And there was like a moment with Fred and he was all butthurt because he's one of the guys that hasn't gotten to kiss Rachel yet. Fred is the one that is like Rachel's childhood friend or whatever that she was like his camp counselor in elementary school.
That's awkward.
And he was all butthurt because he found out on the show that a bunch of guys, Ellen asked who's kissed Rachel and a bunch of guys said they had and he hadn't yet. So then he later, when she was doing like a little cocktail party thing, pulled Rachel aside and asked Rachel if he could kiss her because he was upset that all the other guys have and he hasn't. And so he's like, you know, would it be okay if I kiss you right now? And Rachel immediately, you could just tell, she felt so awkward. She's like, well, now that you've asked me, like, since you just made it so weird by like asking me to kiss me, like, now I feel weird about it and like not into it. And then he was like, oh, well, okay, well, what if I just do it then? And then he just kissed her. And I could just tell, as a woman, I could tell watching her, she did not want to kiss miss him at all.
I thought she was going to pull away. She never did, though.
I mean, the producers definitely, that is a situation where they were like, don't you think you should get to know him? See, this is the thing that people don't understand. The producers on these reality shows never tell them, you have to keep this person on. But what they do is they manipulate you and they say things like, don't you want your season to get good ratings, Rachel? You should probably keep Lucas on. Don't you want people to want to watch your show? He's going to be the reason people want to watch the show. Don't you want to see if you and Fred have any chemistry? Wouldn't it be a shame if he's like, you've known him all your life and he's your soulmate and then you give up on him? So she, I feel like from the beginning was not into Fred at all. She immediately was grossed out like, ew, I used to like babysit you. But the producers were manipulating her like, don't you want to see if there's anything? And so when she kissed him, it was immediately like she went back. She was going to give the group date rose to someone. She called Fred back holding the rose. You think she's going to give it to him? And she's immediately like, I would be doing you a disservice if I kept you around because I was not into that. But what was weird was that when she freaked out, when he asked her permission to kiss her, like asked for her consent, and she kind of was like, ew, that's weird that you would ask me before you kiss me instead of just doing it in the moment. Twitter kind of like, you know, the PC version of Twitter,
They
got all offended and said, this is why guys have, there's all these issues with consent, is that anytime a guy asks you for consent, like Fred asked Rachel, would it be okay if I kiss you? And then Rachel got all weird about it. And so as women, we can't be asking guys to ask us for consent before they do something and then shame them for it, is what Twitter was saying last night, which I disagree. You know,
I think it depends what it is. Like if you're going to have sex with somebody, yeah, you should have consent. A kiss going in there, dude, I remember the first time I tried to kiss my now wife, Lindsay. I was just so awkward, and it was painful. It was like a minute and a half of like, okay, goodbye, and I just like, I looked at her, and I could, like, knowing now, I'm like, okay, she's giving me like, yeah, you can kiss me eyes, or like,
yeah.
It's like those little hints, like, where like, you know, you duck your head down.
Kissing, it is weird to ask somebody before, but like, can I kiss you sometimes?
That's some crap I would have done, like, hey, Alex, would you mind if I kissed you?
Yeah, it's weird to do. That's just weird. And so I understand it. I don't think that she was wrong for doing that. But of course, people are going to get offended over it. So
you got to go in for the kiss, man. I mean, obviously, like, don't be like Pepe Le Pew if she's like pushing you off like that. You love me so much. Yes, I kiss you here. I kiss you there.
Yeah. And then she brought one thing also that happened was there was a one-on-one. I don't even remember who it was with. It was so freaking boring. I wanted to kill myself. I did not enjoy that one-on-one
at all.
Thank
God you didn't.
So we're going to skip over that. But there was a moment where she brought in a bunch of girls from her season with Nick, Raven, Corinne, a bunch of them, Jasmine, and they all kind of went on a group date with a bunch of guys. They did some mud wrestling. And a lot of the guys there told, like, Raven and some of the girls that they didn't think that Eric was there for the right reasons, which Eric is somebody that Rachel has definitely shown that she's got some chemistry with. I can tell that she's into him. So she ended up confronting Eric about the rumors that he's saying that... Well, so the reason the guys were saying that Eric was a problem and they didn't think that he was good for Rachel is because apparently he said in the house that he didn't know that Rachel was totally genuine. And so Rachel confronted him about that.
Maybe I'm a threat to you guys.
Let me out.
Everybody's a threat to everybody here.
But I'm the only one whose name is in everybody's mouth.
I think you're worried more about yourself than Rachel right now.
But what I'm saying, there we go. It's not about you.
It's not about
you. It is about me because my name is in your mouth. It is about me because my name is in your mouth. That's what makes me mad.
This is annoying.
My name is in your mouth, so it must be about me.
Wow. Yeah, you can tell that the rest of the next couple episodes are going to be surrounding Eric and drama, so we'll see how long he lasts. But I have a feeling it's going to be a long time. That's my prediction because she likes him. I can already tell. And, you know, she has a pattern. Nick, she likes Brian on the show. He got the first impression rose. They had clear chemistry, you know, from night one. And then now Eric, they all are kind of like cocky. And I think that Rachel is into that because Nick Vial, Eric and Brian are all kind of cocky.
What's that reality spoiler thing that you look up to see what happens?
Reality Steve.
Oh, I actually hopped on that too. I can tell you what happens.
No, don't. You can't.
No, I'm going to tell you, she gets with this guy and then like they don't actually like get married and stay together. It all just falls apart.
What are you talking about? The end?
Oh, he's just saying that happens to every single one of them.
Oh. Yeah. So anyway, that's what happened last night.